Advocates say Senate Resolution 51 is intended to safeguard the Amazon rainforest, which has been called the lungs of the world. It's one of the most biodiverse places on Earth, home to 40,000 plant species, 3,000 species of fish, and 1,300 bird species. It's also one of the last refuges for jaguars, harpy eagles, and pink river dolphins. But it faces threats from large-scale oil production. California State Senator Josh Becker of San Mateo County wants the state to investigate the role it plays in procuring oil from the Amazon and to stop it.
Protecting the Amazon is not just good for the communities that live there, but our climate here in California. California is dependent on the Amazon for temperature and rainfall regulation. In other words, our fates are linked.
Large-scale oil production in the Amazon has led to spills, polluting the land and endangering the health of indigenous tribes, increasing cancer, respiratory ailments, miscarriages, and other health problems.
And I'm going to share a shocking stat. 50% of the oil exported from the Amazon ends up in California refineries.
Environmentalists say the oil imports then drive deforestation and rights violations. Becker's Senate Resolution 51 would probe California's role in procuring oil from the Amazon and commit the Senate to consider alternatives, including ways to protect the Amazon instead. It passed unanimously, 37-0. A 2021 report by Amazon Watch says California is the world's largest importer of oil from the Amazon, purchasing as much as 89% of the crude oil produced from Ecuador, one of nine countries the vast tropical rainforest covers. The state resolution follows appeals from indigenous leaders demanding justice for their impacted communities, from companies like Chevron and its subsidiaries that have polluted the Amazon for decades with oil spills that remain unabated and flares in surrounding communities to this day. The move for California to distance itself from importing oil from the Amazon even garnered support from Republicans who have long supported the oil industry in the state. Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield calls the Amazon rainforest vital, but also warns California is not prepared to transition away from fossil fuels at the pace some are pushing.
The Amazon is the world's lung. Bulldozing down the rainforest is not something that we should be doing. Californians consume 1.8 million barrels of oil every single day. We are in a mid-transition, like my colleague said. We are not transitioning off oil and fossil fuels used products fast enough, and the cost is going to hit us all really, really hard if we don't pay attention.
According to the California Energy Commission, California imports about 14% of its oil from Ecuador. It's about 43.7 million barrels a year. And while the state is a top oil producer, California only produces about a third of the 1.4 million barrels its residents consume each day. Supporters of SR 51 say the state doesn't need crude oil from the Amazon to make up the difference. Senator Henry Stern is a Democrat from Los Angeles.
What we do in the near term in terms of domestic production, I think, is going to be important. But the most important step we can take is to actually reduce our addiction to petroleum. And we can do that still on a 2035 pathway. And I think that's the greatest hope we can give the people of the Amazon and all over this world, is help people get out of traffic, get out of their cars, and stop using your family budget to go pollute someone else's backyard as well as your own.
The Amazon is a vast backyard. It contains 1.4 billion acres of dense forests, half the planet's remaining tropical forests. And it's still a playground for scientists. They've identified more than 2,000 new species of plants and vertebrae, including a monkey that purrs like a cat, since 1999. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.